All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we are diving deep, really deep. We're talking about the photographer Craig Morey. And let me tell you, this one's got layers. You've been researching his work, right? And we've got a whole bunch of stuff to unpack, from like encyclopedia entries, which are always a riot, to his actual website.
Oh, I looked at that website.
And it is something else. So we're going to figure this guy out, the art, the career, the website that's like a time capsule from 1999, all of it. And, just a heads up, even, how do I put this? Even erotic photography has a history. It's got its own artistic journey. There are business lessons to be learned. You ready to get a little uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Because that's where the good stuff is.
Let's do it.
All right. So starting with Wikipedia, Morey's presented pretty straightforward, right? Like, photographer, born on this date. But then you go to his website, and suddenly it's like, bam, over 100,000 images. 100,000.
Yeah, it's a stark contrast, isn't it? And I think that tension between how an artist is presented in these kind of neutral, factual sources versus how they present themselves, that's really telling. And we see that a lot with artists, especially when their work is pushing boundaries, you know?
Exactly. They want to control the narrative.
Yeah.
And with Morey, it's extra interesting because he started with black and white film, right?
Yeah.
That's not something you see as much anymore.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a really deliberate choice, you know? It links his work to this whole history of nude photography, but like as art, like Edward Weston, Imogen Cunningham, those folks, black and white, it adds a certain, what, legitimacy to it, maybe?
Thanks, you take it seriously. Okay, but then we see the transition to digital. His website, it even mentions Adobe software. So what happens to his style when he makes that jump?
Excellent question. Because while he's still working with, the figure, digital opens up all these possibilities. Think about it. Cropping is so precise now, you can manipulate light and shadow in ways you couldn't before. And all those subtle changes, they really impact how we read the final image.
It's like the tools change the art, even if the subject is the same.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about this website. 1999, that's like the stone age of the internet, right?
It's ancient. Think about it. Most websites from that era, they're long gone.
Vanished.
Vapor. And yet, OreStudio.com, it's still there, thriving even.
Is a digital dinosaur. So how has he managed to keep this thing alive for so long?
I think it comes down to two major things. Number one, Morey, he owns his own platform.
He's not at the mercy of the algorithm.
Exactly. Social media changes every 5 minutes. But his website, it's his. He has total control over the content, how it's presented, everything. The second thing is branding.
Okay, branding.
And he is consistent from the website design to how he describes his photography, erotic photography elevated to an art form, right?
Yep.
It's all very deliberately Morey, and it speaks to a certain audience.
So it's like he's built his own little corner of the internet, and if you're into what he's into, you know exactly where to find it.
Exactly, 100%.
And speaking of knowing what he's into, the tagline, his website says, and I quote, "More art than porn, but in the eye of the beholder."
Oh, I love that. So good.
Talk about a statement. It's like he's acknowledging the conversation, right? But he's also saying, like, hey, you decide.
It's brilliant, really. It's acknowledging that this is a debate, what is art, what is pornography, and it's a question that's been around forever. But by putting the decision in the viewer's hands, it's like he's sidestepping the argument altogether. He's inviting you to look at his work on his own terms.
So for everyone listening, think about what we've just discussed here. This guy, Craig Morey, his career, his website, the way he walks that line between, art and, well, it really makes you think about art in the digital age, doesn't it?
It really does. And here's something to chew on next time you're on an artist's website, any artist, but especially one that's maybe a little out there. Pay attention to how the website makes you feel.
It's not just about the work itself, right?
Right. It's a whole experience. It tells you about the artist, their audience, how they see themselves in the art world, even the business world. It's fascinating.
It's the whole package delivered to digital form. All right, everyone, that's our deep dive on Craig Morey. Go forth and ponder. We'll be back next time with more, let's just say, interesting corners of the internet to explore.